bring guns and go and say we're going to use arrows this, okay? But still there is nothing wrong to learn shooting arrows, because there is some places that you may have to use this in different ways. Like some people, they never get to know about horses, say, what crazy understand you need the horses nowadays. But you'd be surprised during that war between the Mujahideen in Afghanistan and Russia, with some places that was no other means except to use the horses, special in the mountains area, and carrying things that no other vehicle can go to. The only things they can use was horses. But we should understand not to limit the power in anything that you used in a war, that a Muslim government and a Khalifa should have it available in his country, and he have to use it when the time comes for the jihad.
Now, can I use in cannon and all those, you know, missiles?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, involves Rami, involves,
yes,
shooting.
Yes.
So it's not limited to the arrow, the Hadith states.
And the guns are also shooting.
No.
Pistols are shooting. All this, anything, and all this is shooting. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And with this, inshallah, we finish the book of jihad, fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and establish the deen of Islam, and to make the word of Allah the upper over all ideology and all the religion. And remind myself as well as you with the first hadith that we read in this book of al-jihad, if I'm not mistaken. And I think this was مَنْ لَمْ يَغْزُو وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ بِالْغَزْوِ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث نفسه به مات على شعبة من نفاق. That he who dies without having gone or thought of going out for jihad will die guilty of a kind of hypocrisy. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pure our hearts from hypocrisy and cause us to die in the best manner that is pleased with us. Now we go to a new chapter, chapter number 12, the book of foods. Feel bad, you understand, come from jihad to food. Yes, Habib.
I want to ask a question about 1132.
Mm-hmm.
I'm understanding here that you can bet on horse races, correct? Like down at the horse, first of all, you can go bet $1,000 on horse number two. This is horse racing.
Okay. So you're talking about this kind of gambling that done today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it's horses racing.
Huh?
Yeah, it's still horses racing.
Okay. If you don't mind, if we can get to this, it's not permissible what is done nowadays, and I will explain to you the difference, inshallah. Okay? We come to the book of food, and Kitab al-At'ima, the book of foods. This chapter concerning things which we eat, okay? And what been meant to tell you about what is permissible and what's forbidden concerning food. Hadith number 135 after the first 1000, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كل ذي ناب من السباع فأكله حرام رواه مسلم وأخرجه من حديث ابن عباس بلفظ النهى وزاد وكل ذي مخلب من الطير. That Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the eating of any fanged beast of prey. And in another narration by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that also every bird with a claws, okay? Claws, okay. So we have some animals like the lion, tiger, okay? Any, doesn't matter if you know the name or you saw it before or no, anything which have fangs, okay, this two teeth, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, okay,
canine.
What you call it?
Canine.
Like a dog. Okay, canine, exactly. That you found this two teeth is what? Longer than the others, okay? So any animal that has this fang are forbidden to be eaten. Also from the birds, okay? Like
eagles.
The eagles, yes, okay? Name it. That it has these claws that you found the nails, okay, so long and curved, okay. So this kind of animals that basically they live on attacking other birds or other animals to live, okay, wild animals, okay. So these animals they use in their fang or their claws to,
predators.
Okay, I don't know even. I'm glad you know. They depend on their living on attacking other animals. It's forbidden for the Muslims to eat it.
Another question. What about snakes? They have fangs too. Does that count too?
Yes. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم خيبر عن لحوم الحمر الأهلية وأذن في لحوم الخيل. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. Hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam he forbade in the day of Khaybar, the battle of Khaybar, okay, he forbade the meat of the domestic donkeys, okay, and he permit the eating of the horses, okay, the meat of the horses. I don't think we need any too much explanation of it, but we go to hadith number 1137. وعن ابن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال غزونا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبع غزوات نأكل الجراد. Hadith from Ibn Abi Awfa in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith is authentic that Ibn Abi Awfa, may Allah be pleased with him, he said he had participated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in seven expedition wars, whatever you want to call it, and they used to eat the locust in it, okay. And all what you understand from this hadith, the permissibility of eating the locusts. And if you don't know what it is, is like a grass hopper, but is little bit bigger than it, okay? And you don't have to slaughter it or say Bismillah or anything like this, alright? Whatever, if you found dead, you eat it, or you kindle the fire, and it will be glad to jump in the fire, and you can have it ready barbecue.
What does it taste like? Chicken?
You try to see if I taste it or no. So I think it's better for you to try it. If you want, what you call this?
Crab leg.
Crab leg.
Maybe we'll be closer to something like crab legs. But you can try. But since he insists, no, I didn't. Okay, I saw it, but I didn't try it. Hadith, next hadith, which reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. في قصة الأرنب قال فذبحها فبعث بوركها إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقبله. The hadith is authentic, reported by Anas, and this hadith shows you the permissibility of eating rabbits. Hadith 1139, reported by Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن قتل أربع من الدوائب, من الدواب, النملة والنحلة والهدهد والصرة. Something.
Does the locust show the permissibility of eating insects, or that's the only
insect? Oh no. This one only. Okay. Yeah. This Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith forbade the killing. Okay. Of these four things. Forbidden killing the ants, the bee. Hudhud, hoopoes.
It's a bird.
Yeah, the hudhud.
Hoopies.
Like a woodpecker.
Exactly, this is what is a woodpecker. Is have very long. It has a long beak and have beautiful colors in his feathers, and he have like a crown over his head. Okay, it's a bird. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. This four things, huh?
You said ants, bee, woodpecker, and what else?
And something that I'm going to leave it for you to explain it to me. You always explain to me things that I don't know. This is something really I don't know even what it is in Arabic, be honest with you, okay? We know the ant, we know the bee, we know the woodpecker, the hudhud, and I didn't get the chance to see what it is in Arabic or in English. But basically, these things also could not be eaten, because if it can be eaten by the Muslim, will be allowed for you to kill it so you can benefit from it. Okay? But in actuality, do you found something?
Yeah.
Like a ghurab?
Yeah.
A bird, huh?
Yeah, like a crow.
The, a black bird and something between the eagle and a bird.
Yeah, like a crow, had a loud voice,
shrieking
voice.
Equivalent. 471. This is the page, and the hadith is 1140. وعن ابن أبي عمار قال قلت لجابر الضبع صيد هي قال نعم قلت قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم رواه أحمد والأربعة. this hadith from Abu Ammar, he said to Jabir, is a dab' is a game, was this a hyena?
Hyena.
This is like
Lion dog.
More sa'lab. Zib?
No.
Not
daba.
Daba.
Look like wild dog.
Kelp.
Yeah, wild kelp dog.
Wild dog.
Okay, what it is you call it?
Hyena.
Hyena, that means the hadith shows you the permissibility of eating it, and this is not out of the wild animal that is forbidden to be eaten. This as exception. Next hadith is weak, leave it alone. Next hadith which reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الجلالة وألبانها. Okay, that the Rasulullah وسلم forbid animals which is permissible to us to eat, like chicken, cow, buffalo, if this animal eating defecation. Okay, some of the animals, all what they eat,
mad cow disease.
Only disease, all kind of stuff.
No, mad cow disease is what he's speaking of.
Oh.
No, that's not what he's speaking of. This is a different story. He's talking about if the animal eats defecation.
Yes.
That cause mad cow disease.
I thought that's
it. No, it's not a word.
Let me explain it in my simple English and will be easier in everybody, especially people even who are not master degree and PhD degrees, you will understand what I'm saying. Any lawful animals, let's say like a deer as example, okay, or a sheep, if you get to know that this sheep and this goat eats defecation, okay, you could not eat this. Even if you say Allah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar and kill it, neither you can drink the milk of such animal.
Yeah.
Alright, you see, with a simple English much better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question about this. Can this animal be used for something like, well, since you can't?
Yeah, not to eat it.
Huh? If it's a sheep, since you can't eat it or you can't use the milk,
yes, if you tan it, because tanning will be a process of purification for the skin. Okay? Alright. Hadith 1143 عن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه في قصة الحمار الوحشي فأكل منه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متفق عليه. This hadith shows the permissibility of eating zebras. Okay? Next hadith from Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat naharna ala ahd Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farasan faakalnah muttafaqun alayhi. Again, this hadith shows the permissibility of eating horse meat. Okay, and all this hadith are authentic. Hadith 1145 reported from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, قال أكل الضب على مائدة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, that lizard was served in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the same place where he was eating. The Prophet did not eat from it. Okay, but other Sahaba ate from it, and the Prophet ﷺ did not forbid it, so it is permissible to eat it. Last hadith in this chapter, Abdurrahman ابن عثمان القرشي أن طبيبا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الضفدع يجعلها في دواء فنهى عن قتلها أخرجه أحمد. Okay. So this hadith also is authentic that عبد الرحمن ابن عثمان القرشي that a physician or a doctor, a person who preparing medicine or pharmacies or whatever, right, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning frog, okay, to put it in, to process in medicine, okay. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forbid the killing of the frog. That mean you could not use the frog or use anything coming from the frog for a medicine. Okay?
About for experiments.
Experiments.
A lot of people use it in biology classes to dissect it.
Yes.
Is that permissible or not?
No, it is not permissible. According to this hadith, is not permissible. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid of killing the dovda, the frog. Okay. And with this, we finish this small chapter and we go to hunting. Okay. Let's see if we can. Okay, we take this chapter and after this we stop, inshallah. باب الصيد والذبائح. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اتخذ كلبا إلا كلب ماشية أو صيد أو زرع انتقص من أجره كل يوم قيرات. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that anybody who possess or keep a dog, not a dog of hunting or watching, okay, that he will be losing out of his reward every day one qirat. One qirat as much or as big as the mountain of Uhud. That mean it's not permissible for a person to have a dog for fun. Okay? If you have a dog for fun, you'll be losing a great reward of your blessings every day, for every day. Allah knows best which one among us do so much good deed every day that you'll be losing one qirat as big as a mountain, can you imagine? So how much good deed that you're doing every day, if this much you're going to be losing. So if the dog for a purpose that is permissible to be taken, okay, and if there is no necessity for the dog to be inside the house, not to be inside the house. Okay?
Yeah.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give example by a dog that watch your sheep, or a dog which you using for hunting or for your field. Or like we see nowadays, blind people using dog to lead them, take them from place to place. So there is a purpose. But for fun, and people go spend all this money for a different kind of dogs, and they taking them to the barber shop and beauty parlor or whatever you call it, all this crazy stuff. And believe it or not, the Prophet ﷺ had told us that some Muslims will be imitating the kuffar in everything. Even if one of them from the kuffar go in the ground, in a leather hole, that you will find a Muslim going behind him. He doesn't know why this kafir went in this lizard hole, but he will follow him. And nowadays you see some Muslims, they have dogs for fun. Hadith 1148, page number 473. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith from Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha arsalta kalbaka fadhkur isma Allah alayhi, فإن أمسك عليك فأدركته حيا فاذبحه، وإن أدركته قد قتل ولم يأكل منه فقل. This hadith which reported by Hatim, by Adi ibn Hatim, may Allah be pleased with him. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, the hadith is authentic. He said, when you send your dog to catch the animal for you, a deer or whatever that you're hunting, okay, so when you send the dog, say Bismillah, okay. So if the dog holds the animal, okay, and you see that the animal is still alive, now you say, you slaughter it, you say Bismillah and slaughter it, okay, because some of the dogs will go and scare the animal, or will jump and sit on top of the animal or hold it without doing anything. And now the fear in the animal body, okay, sufficient to make it not to run or to go any place. So when you go and you found the deer there, you will take the deer and slaughter it with your knife. And if you arrive there and you found the animal is already dead, as a result of the dog bite it, scratch it, whatever he did to it and kill it, okay, as long as the dog didn't eat from this animal, you eat from it, okay, it's lawful for you, because you said Bismillah when you send the dog, okay, and this killing happened as a result of your dog which you had trained him, okay. But if you found with your dog another dog, you don't eat from it, okay. وَإِنْ وَجَدْتَ مَعَ كَلْبِكَ كَلْبًا غَيْرَهُ وَقَدْ قُتِلَ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي أَيُّهُمَ قَتَلَهُ. Okay, if you arrive and there is other dogs and the animal is still alive, you can take the animal and kill it, okay. But if you arrive there and the animal is, the dog ate from the animal, you could not use it. Why? Because there is other dogs there and you don't know if your dog is the one who ate from it or the other dogs. So you leave this hunting, leave it alone, okay. وَإِنْ وَجَدْتَ مَعَ كَلْبِكَ كَلْبًا غَيْرَهُ وَقَدْ قُتِلَ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ مِنْهُ. And if you found with your dog another dog and the animal that it catch is dead, don't eat, because you don't know which dog had caused the killing. وَإِنْ رَمَيْتَ بِسَهْمِكَ فَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ. And if you shoot, regarding using arrow, you're using a bullet, you're using what? Say Bismillah before you shoot. Okay? فَإِنْ غَابَ عَنْكَ يَوْمًا فَلَمْ تَجِدْ فِيهِ إِلَّا أَثَرَ سَهْمِكَ فَقُلْ إِنْ شِئْتَ وَإِنْ وَجَدْتَهُ غَرِيقًا فِي الْمَاءِ فَلَا تَأْكُلْ. Now when you shoot the animal, you could not find the animal, okay? Later on, a day later, you found this animal and you found that the result of your arrow or your bullet in this, you can eat from it, okay? But if you found him dead, come this way. Okay. Walaikum salam. How are you? But if you found him drowned, you don't eat, because the possibility that the animal has not been dead due to the fact of shooting, he been drowned, and this what caused him to die. Okay? So we have more than one possibility that you found the animal alive, your dog hold it for you, now you need to what? To sacrifice it with your knife. You found your dog kill the animal, you can eat from it because it is your dog, and you said Bismillah before you send it. Now you go and you found the animal is still alive and there is other dogs, but the animal is still alive, now you can sacrifice this animal and say Bismillah. You found your dog and other dogs there and they ate from, you could not eat from because you don't know what your dog ate it. You shoot your arrow or your bullet, okay, even a day later you found the animal dead and you see the effect, the result of your bullet, you can eat. You can eat from it. But if you found him, if you found him drowned, don't eat. Why? The possibility this animal been dead out of drowning, not out of your bullet. Yes.
So if your dog ate from it and there's no other dogs, then you can still eat it?
Yes. It have to be a trained dog, not any dog. It have to be a trained dog, and that you say Bismillah when you send it. Okay? And when the dog actually, when he eat, he doesn't eat to eat. He eat to stop it for you. Okay? You have to take him by the neck, you take it, you understand, whatever it is. Alright? So, in actuality, he's holding it for you. Okay? And he have to attack it in a certain way to keep it for you. Okay? Yes.
In this hadith, it says specifically, if you come up to it when the dog has killed it, but not eaten any of it,
وَإِنْ أَدْرَكْتَهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ. And he didn't eat from it. Okay. وَإِنْ أَدْرَكْتَهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ is dead. And he didn't eat from it, eat it. Okay? If the dog didn't eat from it, but he found it dead, because like I said, the dog will go, and it's not the purpose of the dog to eat. The purpose is holding it for you, and as a result of it, he may scratch it, he may hurt it, okay, he may make him bleeding.
But if he eats so that you don't eat.
No, no.
What about falconry?
Huh?
Falconry, you know, we use birds, you know, to like catch rabbits, uh-huh, something like that?
Yeah.
Does the same thing apply?
Yes, like yes, yes. Okay. And if you found the animal is drowned, don't eat from it. So the hadith shows the permissibility of having a dog, but it has to be a dog for purpose. Okay? Next hadith, 1149, وعن عدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صيد المعراض فقال إذا أصبت بحده فقل وإن أصبت بعرضه فقتل فإنه وقيذ فلا تأكل. Okay, so here Adi, may Allah be pleased with him, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning hunting with featherless arrow. Okay. Now there is something pointy in the arrow, so sharp, and there is another, the rest of the body of this thing. So if you shoot and you say Bismillah and the killing comes as a result of this sharp point, now you can eat. But if it killed as a result of hitting by the body of such thing you could not eat, because the animal die as strike, not as a what you call stabbing by the point of the arrow. Because animals that we eat, that's forbidden, al-mawquza, the things that you hit or you hammer and they die, you could not eat it. Okay? So Adi asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning hunting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, وَإِذَا أَصَبْتَ بِحَدِّي فَقُلْ. He said, if you kill it with the sharp edge, eat it. But if it strikes with the middle part and the kill is beaten to death, it is not considered halal, because this is mawquza, you could not eat it. Okay? Anything that die intentionally by hammering or something falling in it, you could not eat it. And this is the reason we're saying that in this, what you call slaughtering houses, when they hit the animal on the head for purpose to make it drowsy or unconscious, and they come right away and they slaughter it, it's okay to eat it. But if they wait and they doing other things and this animal die as a result of this hitting, you could not eat it. Okay? Hadith 1150 وعن أبي ثعلبة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رميت بسهمك فغاب عنك فأدركته فقل ما لم ينتن. Okay, and this maybe we put this hadith again with the hadith number 1148, when you throw your arrow and it disappears. Okay, so later on you found it, but it didn't, is not smell. You don't smell bad, foul out of it, okay? It's not spoil. As long as not spoil, you can eat it. Okay, disappear for a while or for a whole day, and you found it the next day, and you know that this was the same thing that you shot. Okay, as long as it didn't spoil, you did not smell a bad smell from it, you can eat it. As long as not rotten.
Well, nothing ate from it.
Or something ate from it. I'm trying to remember. That yes, if something been the wild beast ate from it, you could not eat under it. Okay? You could not eat from it. Hadith 1151, page 474. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن قوما قالوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن قوما يأتوننا باللحم لا ندري أذكر اسم الله عليها أم لا, فقال سموا الله عليه أنتم وقلوه. Okay, this hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Would you pause it for a second, Habib? This hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that people who bring like presents, meat, okay, to them, to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a people who brings us meat and we do not know whether or not they mention Allah's name over it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, mention Allah's name and eat from it. Okay? Afwan? ينطبق عليه أكل الشيعة.
My group is me.
إذا المسلم يتعمد عدم ذكر الله على الذبيحة لا يؤكل. لا 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 ولا يؤكل هذا. If a Muslim intention not to mention the name of Allah, not that he forgot, not to mention the name of Allah on this meat, you don't eat it if you get to know this, okay? And if he mention another name different from Allah's name, regardless if this is like Jesus or the Prophet or a Wali or whatever or a saint, you could not eat from it. But if a Muslim, alaykum assalam, forgot to say in the name of Allah, you can eat. You can eat. Okay? The biha of a Muslim. And if a Christian did not say Bismillah but he kill it, that means sacrifice it, you can eat. But if a Christian say in the name of Jesus, you could not eat. Okay? So if you don't know, you know that it's slaughtering, but you don't know what had happened, they did or they didn't, you can say Bismillah and you eat it. You don't have to go and put 9 yard investigation, spend 3 hours in the phone, okay, to know if it's okay to eat it or no. But we warn the people from the ground beef, especially because it mixed with different things, and we have to be careful, especially if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make alternative for the Muslim that he can go and kill a lamb for himself, or that halal meat is available in their city. How much time we have, Habibi, in the Hadith number 1152, page number 475. That Abdullah ibn Mughaffal al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an al-hadf wa qala innaha la tasidu saydan wa la tanku aduwa walakinnaha taksiru sin wa tafqa al-ayn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbade al-hadf, okay, throwing pebbles, and he said that you could not catch a game by it, but it can be a cause to breaking somebody's teeth or make him blind. You know, there is a small pebbles and people out of games, they say, take it and keep going like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them not to do this, because or taking it and keep doing this small. So you have to be careful of these things, because you could not kill a game by it, neither you can fight an enemy by it, but possibility by accident you can cause somebody be blind, going in his eye or break his teeth. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid doing this. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hadith 1153, which Hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, that he forbade taking any living thing as a target, taking any living thing as a target. Say target practice, and you bought a bird, or you bought a frog, okay, or water bug, whatever it is, you could not take anything as a soul as a target for you for practicing. وعن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه ان امرأة ذبحت شاة بحجر فسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ذلك فأمر بأكلها. رواه مسلم. Okay, a woman had killed a sheep using a rock. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned by this, concerning this, say is okay to eat it. Not taking the rock and hit over the head to kill it, but you can make a knife out of something like a knife out of a rock. You make an edge, it can be sharp, and you can cut the throat with it. Okay, so it doesn't matter, the material that you're using as a means of killing, but you could not hammer animal with a rock and eat it. Next hadith, which from Rafi' ibn Khuday ibn Khadij radiallahu an, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, a Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma anhara ad-dam wa zukira ismullahi alayh, faqul laysa as-sin wa zufra amma as-sinu fa'azmun wa amma az-zufru famuda al-habasha. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever caused the flooding of the blood and the name of Allah being mentioned over it, you can eat from it. Okay, when the name of Allah is mentioned over the animal, which is lawful animal first, and killed by anything which goes cause the blood to flow, except tooth and claw. Okay, I think we, the class outside is more louder than the class inside, and it disturbing me. So that means as long that it causes the blood to come out from the proper place, and also that the name of Allah had mentioned, is okay, as long as not a nail, neither is a bone or a teeth, you could not use this as a method of killing. Hadith 1156, and Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yuqtal shay' min ad-dawab sabra, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids this method of killing, which is that you tie the animal to death, okay, until it die by itself, okay, no food, no water, no anything, and keep it under the sun until finally die. This is forbidden in Al-Islam, and this is doesn't show any mercy in the heart of a person do such a thing like this. Hadith 1158 from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Okay, let's use it to be the last one. That hadith 1158, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the zakah, purification, a proper way of slaughtering the animal, when you say Bismillah on the mother, will be applied to the baby which in the stomach. The slaughter of genuine fetus is included when its mother is slaughtered. So when you say Bismillah, okay, this is sufficient. So what is over in the stomach, regardless of the life of dead, you understand, still this was zakah, was Bismillah for both of them, that you can eat it. Last hadith before the last, that Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muslimu yakfihi ismuhu. Okay, and this hadith is weak, we're going to leave it alone. So the last hadith we have is 1157. In Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, 1159 is weak. Okay, if you attribute it as marfu', if you attribute it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be authentic if you consider it as mawquf. Okay,